The only way to stop this sort of nonsense, Mr. O'Casey, is to speak up. We've got to let those people downtown know there are still a few of us who will fight City Hall.
I'm with you. How many names do we need on this petition?
The more the better.
Widening the streets, eh? How did you find out about this scheme?
Oh, I saw it last night on this television show. It's Talk It Out.
Why?
Why, Chip, you're getting bigger all the time.
Oh, thanks, Mrs. Murdoch. Mm.
She didn't say you were better looking. Just bigger.
Thanks.
There's some oatmeal cookies in the kitchen, but lay off the chocolate pudding.
Okay. Excuse me.
You know, I never did trust that Wicks character. If he's behind this, you just know there's something shady going on.
Right. What? Will you look at the size of him? This can't be Mervy.
No, ma'am, it isn't. I'm Ernie. Can I go now?
Yeah, but lay off the chocolate pudding.
Okay, excuse me.
He's a sweet boy.
Is that lady still out there with Uncle Charlie?
Yeah.
She tell you how big and handsome you're getting?
I guess she was going to. Only she got my name wrong. Almost got a ride home from Robbie just now. Handsome girl with him in the car. I yell, but they drove off before they heard me.
Robbie was some girl?
Yeah. Really goofy looking, too. Hand me the jam, will you?
Are you kidding?
Heck no. I really want the jam.
I mean about Robbie and the groovy looking girl. What are you getting at?
Nothing. I just saw him on my way home from school, that's all.
Well, it couldn't have been Robbie.
Sure could. It was his car and everything.
Well, even if it was, it doesn't mean there's anything wrong, does it?
Well, who said there was?
Well, so Robbie was with a girl. That's all there is to it. The rest is on your mind, Ernie.
There wasn't anything in my mind. Besides, I don't even know what you're talking about.
I'm talking about you making such a big deal about seeing Robbie with this girl.
Me making a big deal? All I said was I saw Robbie with some really neat-looking girl.
Shh! Did you hear Uncle Charlie to hear you?
Well, I don't care if they do.
Hi.
So anyway, Uncle Charlie says to leave the chocolate pudding alone.
Chocolate pudding?
Yeah, chocolate pudding.
Well, so what, Chip?
The reason Uncle Charlie put it in the refrigerator was to cool it, Ernie.
I think I'll go out and come back in again.
Hey, have either of you seen Rob?
I haven't. Neither's Ernie. Have you, Ernie?
Well, no.
Well, didn't he tell you where he was going?
No, and he usually does. I had a phone call about an hour ago, and next thing I knew, he was gone.
That's funny.
You know, it's a good thing for your brother that I'm not the jealous type.
What do you mean?
Well, the call was from a woman.
Uh-oh.
Well, did Robbie do something?
Of course not.
Then how come you're acting weird and making me lie to Katie?
Well, I just didn't want Katie to get upset, that's all. Will you quit talking about it, Ernie? You trying to start something? Hi, honey.
Hi. How was school?
It's getting so I can't separate school from work. Let me get that.
Thank you. Anything unusual happen today?
Nothing I can think of. You to forget about what you saw today. Understand?
Yeah, okay.
I mean, pretend it never happened. Don't ever mention it to anybody.
Don't mention what?
You know, about Robbie.
So what about him?
You saw him with that girl today, remember?
Did you wake me up to remind me to forget something I couldn't remember anyway?
Maybe you better tell me exactly what you saw today.
I forget.
Try and remember. It might be important.
But you just told me to forget.
Tell me what you saw, and then forget it.
They drove by me in Robbie's car and went past me. And that's all. Good night.
Well, did he have his arm around her or anything?
No.
Are you sure?
Yeah. She had a hold of his arm, so he couldn't have.
She had a hold of his arm?
That doesn't mean anything. I've seen Robbie with girls lots of times. He likes them.
He's not supposed to like them. He's married.
What are you so worried about? Do you think she's Robbie's girlfriend?
I didn't say that. Sure looks suspicious to me.
Well, how come? Robbie's got Katie. Why would he want another girl?
Well, Ernie, you sure got a lot to learn.
Spell infuriated.
Let's see, I-N-F-U-R-I-A-T-E-D.
Thanks. How do they expect a person to find any of these letters? They're all out of place. Look at here. Z-X-C-V. Whatever happened to the alphabet? Now, where is that G? Ah, there it is. Right between the F and the H. Last place anybody would ever look.
What are you writing, Charlie?
A petition to the city council. Is boneheaded one word or two?
It's a hyphenated word, Charlie.
Yeah, but is it one word or two?
Well, you put a dash between bone and headed. Oh. I take it you're infuriated with some boneheaded councilman.
Oh, you heard about him too, huh?
Who?
Wicks, the dum-dum who wants to push the curbs back on our street.
Oh, they're going to widen our street?
Yeah, Mrs. Murdoch was telling me. I signed her petition, and she wants me to make up one of my own. You know, we need all the signatures we can get. She heard Wicks on one of these talk programs. But you know what it is, don't you?
Well, I haven't read anything about it in the paper.
Graft.
Graft. Now, why do you say that, Charlie?
A, we don't need the streets widened. B, this guy Wicks is a prize creep. C, just put A and B together and you got C.
Well, there's that. Charlie, before you start circulating this petition, why don't you, give this Councilman Wicks a call and just talk to him, and, maybe you'll find out that the street improvement is nothing more than repainting the crosswalks or something. I'll see you.
Hi, Uncle Charlie.
Morning.
Hi. Everything is over there. Help yourself.
Oh. Thanks.
Hi. What's for breakfast? Over here, Chip.
Oh, I've got yours, Chip. Bring the milk.
Okay.
You guys make too much noise. I'm gonna finish my petition in here.
Here, Katie.
Thank you.
Careful, Chip. Start treating her like a lady and she'll expect it all the time.
She should expect it. I mean, I just don't think we ought to start taking her for granted or anything.
What brought that on?
I don't know. Whatever it is, I'm all for it.
Why? You think I'm taking you for granted?
Terribly.
Well, when was the last time you called me and asked me for a date? And who told me he was going to pick up my black dress yesterday at the cleaners and then didn't get around to it?
Yeah. I mean, you must have been pretty busy yesterday.
As a matter of fact, I was.
Excuse me, will ya?
Something's terribly wrong.
Yeah. I think I know what it is.
What?
A girl.
Hey, Chip?
Yeah?
What's wrong?
Is it a girl?
Well, sort of.
Look, if you want to tell me about it, I'll listen. Maybe I can help.
Well, yesterday, I'm probably just making a big deal out of nothing.
I know what you mean. That's easy to do when you're hung up on one girl. I've been through it lots of times.
Well, now that you and Kate are married, I guess you don't have that problem anymore, huh?
Oh, wrong. That doesn't stop just because you're married.
You mean you still get hung up on girls?
Well, just one girl.
Who?
Now, who do you think? The one with all the kids. That triple threat girl herself.
Katie.
There you go.
Listen, Rob, I'm sorry I sounded off in there. You helped me a lot. In fact, I don't even have a problem anymore.
Oh, well, I don't know how I do it.
Thanks.
Okay. Douglas, you ought to be a psychiatrist.
Hey, Ernie. You sure got a big mouth.
How come?
Why don't you just admit it? You saw Robbie with a girl, and you jumped to conclusions.
I jumped to conclusions?
Now that you've admitted it, let's just forget it.
It's flipped out.
Uncle Charlie, will you hold the door for me, please? We're taking the boys for a walk. Be back in about an hour.
Better make that two. The boys and I have a regular route of grandmother types to check
with. Uncle Charlie, will you hold the door for me, please?
You going with him?
No, I'm gonna play football.
You sure wear funny equipment.
I just hauling this junk out to the buggy for Katie.
Uncle Charlie!
No, I will not hold the door for you. Oh, hey, Alice, everybody escaped. So stick around for about 10 minutes and turn the oven on to 350. I got a roast in there.
Okay. Well, where are you going?
I got to get some autographs on this petition. Answer that. It could be a phone call.
Hello?
Hello, Rob. This is Louise. I think my husband's getting suspicious. So instead of picking me up at the apartment, meet me at our usual place.
Our usual place?
Right. Listen, he's in the next room, so I better go now. See you later.
Man. Robbie not only has another woman, but the other woman is another man.
Chip, what are you doing?
While you're out, there was a message for you. It was from Louise.
Oh.
And? She said not to pick her up at her apartment today. Instead, you're supposed to meet her at your usual place.
Oh. Well, I guess she... What are we whispering about?
I didn't want the whole house to know about it. That's what we're whispering about. Hey, Chip.
Hey, Chip.
it comes.
Duck down.
Gorgeous?
Way past that. And that perfume. Louise, you're completely irresistible.
Oh, Robbie.
Well, where are we going?
Do you know where the Villa Romano is? We have a reservation for 7 o'clock. Just the two of us.
The Villa Romano? Mm-hmm. That's about the most expensive place in town.
Also the most romantic. Oh, I want this to be a night we'll never forget.
It will be.
Oh, Robbie, you've done so much for me. Thank you.
God. You told Katie was going to work. I've seen enough.
Actually saw him with our two eyes.
The four eyes? And he even kissed her.
Well, I admit it all looks pretty incriminating for Rob. If it were anyone else, I'd say we definitely had something to worry about.
You mean just because it's Rob? It's okay to be doing what he's doing?
I mean because I have complete faith in Rob. And I know how much he loves Katie and the babies.
But don't you believe us?
Oh, I believe what you told me, Ernie. But I just don't think it's the way it looks. When have you ever known Rob to do anything underhanded?
Well, in high school once, he told two girls he was going steady with them at the same time.
You've never done that, huh?
Well, what about the phone call? What about that?
Well, frankly, Chip, I don't know. All I know is that Robbie wouldn't do such a thing.
But Dad, we love him and all that junk, but how can you be so sure?
Well, maybe it's because I've known him a little longer than you have.
Well, we didn't want to squeal on him or anything, Dan. It's just that we thought you'd know what to do.
Well, this wasn't squealing, Ernie. I know how hard it was for you to tell me this, and I'm glad you did.
She was really a great-looking girl, Dad, and she was Robbie's type. Maybe he couldn't help himself.
You know, fellas, there'll be times during your lives when you're going to have to trust someone, even though you feel you have reason not to. Mostly because they've earned your trust. So why don't you stick with Rob a while longer? I don't think he'll let you down.
Okay, Dad.
Yeah. Good night, Dad.
Good night, fellas.
Thank you, lady. Think of yourself as the voice of the people. Oh, hiya, friend. I got something here you ought to be interested in. Just read it and sign. The city is horsing around with private property. Going to widen this street, remove our lawns, and endanger our children.
They're going to widen the street?
Any minute now.
Then why am I going to paint the crosswalks?
You're going to paint the crosswalks?
Yeah, there's some councilman, Wicks or Hicks or somebody. He's been raising Cain about us needing crosswalks. Where do you want me to sign?
Skip it.
Hi, Charlie.
Hiya.
Well, tell me, how many signatures did you round up for your petition?
Yeah, well, I thought I'd let it cool for a while. I figured I'd have to get home to fix dinner, but I see Katie's got it all fixed.
Mm. Uncle Charlie, sit down and I'll get your plate. Oh,
thank you.
Say, Uncle Charlie, yesterday you were all fired up. What changed your mind?
Oh, just one of those things. You wouldn't be interested.
Of course we'd be interested. What did change your mind?
Well, I was walking along and all of a sudden I got to thinking that you might be right.
Oh. While you were walking along, you didn't happen to see that city truck down on the corner, did you?
Yeah, now that you mention it.
And did you happen to notice they were painting the crosswalk?
Yeah. Well, why don't you say it?
Say what?
He knows. Go ahead and say it, will you, so I can eat dinner?
Okay. I told you so.
Thank you.
I'll get it.
Hello? No, this is his brother.
Is Robbie there?
Well, yeah, he is here. Just a minute. Rob, for you.
Oh, who is it?
You know.
No, I don't know. Who is it?
A girl.
Oh, it's probably Louise. Hi, how'd it go?
Oh, Ken was so surprised. You know, he thought he was meeting a client for dinner at the Villa Romano. I fixed everything with his boss.
Then it was worth all the trouble you went to.
All the trouble we went to, you mean?
All I did was drive you around a little bit.
I never could have done it without you, Robbie. Thanks again.
Okay, goodbye. That was Louise.
Mm, how was her surprise party last night?
Great.
Boy, I sure would like to have seen the look on Ken's face when he found her waiting at the Villa Romano.
Louise is a darling girl that works at the drive-in with Rob.
Oh.
He's been helping her with a... what was it, an anniversary party?
His second anniversary of the night they met.
Isn't that sweet?
Yeah.
Is that what that phone message was about yesterday?
Yeah, I drove her to the restaurant last night.
What's so funny about that? You guys in on something we don't know?
Dad, go ahead and say it.
Say what?
Well, Dad knows. Go ahead.
Okay. Chip and Ernie, it gives me great pleasure to say I told you so.